And now, Spooner Media, 96.7 The Eagle, and the Morning Mayhem Show presents Stump the Mayor. With today's question for the mayor of LaPorte, Tom Dermody, here's Joe.
Okay, Tom, we're even now. 4-4.
I'm on a losing streak, more importantly. I got to break that streak, and my big mouth got me in trouble for the more difficult question.
Yeah, but this one I think you'll get. Okay. Reliance Drugstore was here in town. It was operated by Ray Broviak until 1980. And it was a pawn shop after that.
And you're looking for the...
I do like Mr. Broviak. What a good man he was. Mm-hmm. That buys me any points.
Where was it at?
Reliant Drugstore.
Mm-hmm.
Jeff is just like not putting his head up at all. Like he's just barreled in.
I don't remember it. I'm trying to remember. There was a drugstore where Taco Bell's at now.
Until 1980.
Taco Bell, that was a grocery store.
That was a grocery store? I thought it was a... Okay. See, I'm not even the right genre of stores.
Downtown.
Downtown.
No, that's my answer. Downtown.
That was close, but you got to be more specific.
Reliant. That's not like...
Reliance. And it was a pawn shop after that. The
Where's
building
Jackie?
Was.
I keep waiting, stalling. Maybe she'll dial in
maybe she'll
on
text
my phone.
You.
I was like, yeah, Reliance.
Is that where?
And it's, you can't help him, Jeff.
Oh. Yeah, Jeff. Jeff.
Zip it.
Okay, I'm... Well, I know it's not the Hillbish.
No.
Is it the block across from the courthouse?
Jeff?
Yeah, I thought it was the block across from the courthouse.
No.
Oh. Well, Jeff, you're of no help. Where was Reliance?
It was in the Dick...
On the corner. Oh,
the
my
building.
Gosh, at the Dick Building.
Yep.
Which is...
You remember it now?
You should have said pawn store. That should have triggered
I did say pawn store.
I know. I know. Oh, you know, I don't...
Next,
until 1980?
Next to Danny Streeters.
Yes.
So that was be Madison and Lincoln Way?
Yep.
Check that photo out, and yes.
Oh, my gosh.
Isn't that cool?
And I think I used to go in there, like as a kid, used to go in and read the magazines.
Yeah.
Because we never had any money to look through them. Did you say that?
No.
Boy, my help, Dick Reel last week, you this week, I just get zero help.
Don't listen to these people.
Well, it's stump you, not stump me.
Yeah, but there's supposed to be some love there. What a cool photo.
Isn't it?
Reliance Drugstore,
so
Mr. Broviak.
Southwest mm-hmm. corner of Madison and Lincoln Way, across from the former hospital.
Right next to Danny Streeter's Fireworks.
Across the street.
Now, she should have shown me that picture, because then I would have known it.
Yeah.
But you see the picture, the building still looks the same.
Then it's like, yes.
Yeah.
Gosh.
Well, speaking of downtown, I've seen a lot of improvements you've been posting on Facebook.
Absolutely.
Cleaning it up and getting some of the overgrowth taken care of, I saw around town.
And it's, as I told, and Jeff Batchelor, and our entire team, streets, code enforcement, and Jeff leading the charge. Again, I try to promote the positive things so people know that we're doing something. I'm not trying to take credit for it because it all goes to those individuals that are hitting it. But it's like, it's literally like... what do you call that game where you hit one head, another one?
Whack-a-mole.
Whack-a-mole. Because
hey, can I get anything for that, Joe? I got a question.
I have a breaking text from Dennis.
Uh-oh.
Dennis 5, Tom 4.
Oh, he likes that.
Oh.
I'm just glad he had his priorities straight and he was listening even from wherever he might be. So he is in first place, but I am in second. So, Dennis, I'm still coming. I'm only one game out. It's constant. You know, Pine Lake Avenue, then Don George Building, then you move over to the American Rubber Plant. For years has been ignored. All the weeds, trees, everything grew up, and it's not owned by the city. But the realtor, the owner, is saying, hey, we're not the dumping ground. You have to hold a standard when you're in LaPorte. So we're doing that as well. We have budgets. We're going through line item by line item. Our clerk treasurer, I know Dennis is probably texting more
Dennis,
fun than love.
Second place is the first loser.
Thanks, Ricky Bobby.
Not until the game is over.
It's not over yet. Hey, someone came in yesterday and asked a question for you.
Yes.
Everybody always says, Tom, why aren't you redoing up my street that I live on? But this guy said the streets around the post office, especially in back there, are really bad.
Yes.
What about those?
And so we are applying for community crossings because we generate about $600,000 to $700,000 from the wheel tax for roads.
Okay.
And so we could just do $600,000 or $700,000 now, or apply for community crossings, which is the state grant, where we get a match, and all of a sudden we can do $1.4 million because we have close to $30 million worth of roads that needs to be done. And if you were to redo an entire road, that's $1 million a lane mile.
Wow.
$1 million. So you can see we have to be very efficient, maximize the dollars where we can. So we are applying at the end of this month for community crossings, and our goal is to get some roads done even yet this year. And I would agree with you. We have Washington Street on the backside of, bless you, Washington. Boy, we have interesting noises with sneezes, coughs,
yes.
And and so we've got a lot of work to do, and we're going to get there. But right now it is a little tough sledding, driving on the post office area and getting that area done. So,
but it is in the works then.
Yes.
Okay, great.
And as well, you know, budget time where we're, our goal, you know, last year our goal was code enforcement, financing public safety to make sure with police and fire, with the, especially with the area that police, we were losing all the officers because we were the lowest paid. We addressed that. Our goal this year is really, it's been a long time since LaPorte has had a structural balanced budget, and we want to get to that point. And Courtney Parthoon, our clerk treasurer, has done an unbelievable job of bringing kind of a business mind into government. Number one, structural balanced budget, live within our means like everybody else has to during tough times. And number two, really look at efficiencies while improving services to our residents. So, you know, that's our goal. We want to come up with a couple things each year of where we want the budget for next year, 2022, to focus on. And we're excited. So a lot more work to do, but we're getting there. And it's not a problem that just the city of LaPorte has. And it's fun to challenge ourselves to figure out new ways to do things, because the one thing I tell everybody, you're not allowed to say, well, this is the way we've always done it. That's not a term that's allowed, because we challenge line item by line item every department head to say, why are you spending it on this, what are you doing for that, and how can we do it more efficient.
All right,
while we still clean up.
Definitely looking good too. You want to talk a little bit about Lakefest?
Absolutely.
How about we play a song and we'll come back and get that?
Perfect.
We'll do that. How about that? You okay with that, Joe?
Sure.
96.7 The Eagle, your home for country variety. Having a fun conversation here off the air where we listen to Florida Georgia Line. We're talking about historic downtown LaPorte. Lots of different things around the area. But of course, today's Tuesday. Every Tuesday, LaPorte Mayor Tom Dermody joins us, and Joe has his way with him, I guess you could call it.
She is throwing me around like a rag doll lately.
I think it's time to get the gloves out and go after her next week, Tom. Of course, coming up here, I'm looking at the website, 10 days, 3 hours, 2 minutes, and 50 seconds. Till?
Tick-tock, we're going to Lakefest. And boy, Mark Schreiber has done an amazing job leading the charge. It's something Jackie and I talked about for a year and a half, 2 years before having the opportunity to serve as mayor. And hearing from all the residents, like, you should be promoting the lakes. Well, we're certainly promoting the lakes, and what a great time it's going to be on Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Something for everybody, small and large, family, adults, and I just can't wait. It's going to be a blast, and we're excited to maybe have parking problems. When's the last time we've had parking problems for events? And people seem to be excited for it, and we just gave away 3 Lakefest t-shirts yesterday. Everybody liked the City of LaPorte Lakefest 2021 Facebook page, and follow the events and find something in the weekend that makes you proud and you can enjoy with your family.
Or as far as that goes, you can go where I'm at LaporteLakefest.com. I'm looking at the schedule right here on the first day, July 30th, Friday. You got the Sand Volleyball Tournament, Downtown Farmers Market, the Team Beach Night, concert, couple concerts at the amphitheater out in Fox Park, the downtown street dance. That's just the first night.
We hope everybody will be worn out by Sunday night. You'll have to take a day off on Monday.
Monday for recovery, I'm
yes.
sure. Let's see, day two, you got the 5K run. The sand volleyball tournament continues. You got the kids' fun zone at Unity Park. Then the Aquacross personal watercraft races. That's going to be some fun.
And I went to Michigan City to check them out two weekends ago, and it was, I have to admit, very cool. I think people are going to like it.
Well, of course, you remember when they had the F1 boats on yes. Stone Lake, or Clear Lake. Stone Lake. Yeah, and the safety teams had wave runners, and they would take off after an accident. I'm like, well, it'd be almost fun to watch them race. Well, here we go.
Just because you said that, that's why we're doing
yeah,
it.
Yeah, no.
Hey, and I got to tell Jack Arnett and the LaPorte County Visitors Convention and Visitors Bureau, thank you for all that they've done to make this happen in the city of LaPorte.
Yes, it's going to be a fun weekend. It's been a fun summer so far.
Oh, of course, the summer of fun. That's what we've been calling it. And you ignored Sunday.
Yeah.
A little Latin music. Did you see
Sunday? I haven't got to Sunday yet. I haven't even finished with Saturday because you got Rich Hardesty, the fireworks, all that in Fox Park. Then Sunday, you got the sand volleyball tournament wrapping up. More Aquacross racing and Festa de Lago.
Lago.
I put an R in there. My bad.
With some specialty food to challenge everybody. Yeah.
Yum.
Maybe a little spice.
Yeah.
Not good for me.
No, I'll be taking Monday off just for that. But that's Lake Fest coming up July 30th, 31st, and August 1st here in LaPorte. And, of course, we'll be out there covering some of the events with the Rock Station and the Eagle. We're going to be out there having some fun as well. Mayor Tom Dermody, thank you for joining us again on a Tuesday.
Thanks to you. And I would like to thank, including you guys, our sponsors that have made this happen, 363-7293 or Tom Dermody or City of LaPorte Facebook page. And Joe has locked into the building question for next week. So
yep.
I have to prepare for buildings, and until I can hear Stan make animal noises again, I'm off. So have a great week.
Have a great week, Mayor. And Barry, thanks for the picks. And we're going to come back and play Denny's Diner right after this one from Gabby Barrett on 96.7 The Eagle. Good morning.